Blog Talk Radio. Hey there, truckers. Welcome to Redneck and I, all things trucking and then some. Hope you enjoy the show.
All right. I have no clue if you guys are actually kind of listening, trying to get on the radio station. I am so sorry it took so long to get things set up. I was ready to go at 6:30, and for some ungodly reason, my computer or this whole program that we have with Unplugged Radio kind of went crazy on me. But anyways, so it took me a little bit. So now we are back up and running. So I am sorry if anybody did try jumping on and you got hung up on and everything else. It's just been, it's been one of them days. We all know how that is, right? Okay, back to the topic here. My name is Tiffany, and you all know me. I am one of the women of Redneck and Eyes, and I'm hoping we get some more of our women on tonight. I mean, it's been kind of spotty with you girls, but hey, I know how it is. You know, we all have families and we all have jobs and we have things to do. But the reason I wanted to get on here, as always, is to catch up with all of my ladies and all of my guy friends out there that are behind big old steering wheels or tiny steering wheels or whatever y'all think it is. But I am here in East Liverpool, and I actually turned my furnace on today. It was like 48 when I got up this morning, and it has been steady about 57 all day today. I did turn it on because it was a little chilly in here. When I wake up and have almost all the cats in the house and all the dogs in the bed with me, you know it's cold. So I wanted to announce, and I put it on our Facebook page, and I really hope some of you guys jump on there and look at it and check things out. I'm going to actually pull it up now. I'm hoping some people have actually said, I'm going to be calling in because I want to win some free stuff. So that is my whole goal this week, is not just all this week, I should say, just, you know, on my show today, is be able to give you guys some great items that we have from Trucker Tools. We have really nice metal thermal coffee cups that actually have a twist on lid. They're really nice. They'll fit in your cup holders real nice in your trucks. We have plastic cups with them with the screw-on lid with a straw, which is really nice. I used one of them this week out there at the Truckers for Hope truck show in the Hall, PA, which was an awesome weekend. A little chilly at times, but it was a great weekend with friends and met a bunch of people and talked to a slew of new Redneck and Ice fans. So, but we're going to be giving one of them away, or maybe two of them away, and we have t-shirts too, so I may not have your exact size. I don't know what size is all they sent. So it's going to be a luck of the draw. Maybe somebody in your family can win that, wear that shirt that you may possibly win. But one of the catches with that is tonight is if you are a Redneck and I and one of our direct, you know, members, yeah, unfortunately, guys, you guys can't win it. I'm sorry. I know it's a drag. You want that free stuff too. But unfortunately, no, that's not going to happen. So I am actually going to be doing this week also, not just this week, but up until the end of October. So all through October, I need you guys to call in. I need somebody to call in every night of the show. You don't have to be, you know, again, you cannot be a Redneck and I member, okay? These are for all of our new tower first-time callers. And, you know, we're going to set this over to our YouTube channel also because Ed does YouTube. I don't. I need to start doing that with my show or get back to the live Facebook post, which, you know, it's kind of up in the air with us because, you know, for me, it's kind of hard because I'm always fighting a cat, particularly a white one, that always wants to walk in front of the camera when I'm on live. But we will be giving away a Blue Parrot headset. Or I'm sorry, I say Blue Parrot, I mean Blue Tiger. I don't know why they have to have all these headsets with the name Blue. I'm looking at one of their water bottles right now, and I should have known. They sent us a couple this week,
or last week, we actually donated one at Truckers for Hope truck show to be auctioned off. And of course, you know, we put that it was donated by us and we put our information on it. So we're hoping to get somebody that calls us from them too. So we will see. But I do want to say that was a great hit and it was a wonderful show. They had the truck pulls, they had truck drag races, they had tractor pulls and, you know, 4x4 trucks, and they had a rodeo, which mostly was just bull riding. But the kid that was doing that, or the guys, or the gentlemen, or, you know, we didn't stay for it. We actually left. But the ones that was doing that was riding the bulls. They were riding it for points, which is awesome. I'm glad that they were able to do that there. They had the light show, and they did a Jake Brake thing with the Jake Brakes and the horns, and it was a little excessive, you know, from my liking. And a lot of people there was complaining about it too. But it was a nice show. You know, and it was just a laid back, you know, kind of thing. We walked around and the vendors they had, yeah, there was a couple, there was a recruiter there and, you know, it was Bennett Transportation that was there recruiting, which I can see them doing that because Tony Justice was there and, you know, that's one of their, one of his sponsors. And we went to Long Haul Paul's concert, which was always, always, always a great time. And with that being said, we actually spoke to him and the gentleman that runs Bull Snot. And I, you know, this is very bad for me because I cannot remember his first name. But him and Paul are both, you know, they're eager to be at our show in 2024. So I know I got a lot of stuff to do with it to start getting these sponsor packets out. So if you guys know of anybody or your company would be willing to sponsor and become one of our sponsors for our truck show in 2024 in Canfield, Ohio, at the Canfield Fairgrounds, or let me know. Get a hold of me. Email me at Tiffany, that's T-I-F-F-I-N-I, at redneckandeyes.com. I will reach out to them. I will also be talking with a couple of other companies that's actually worked with us for years. So there are going to be some other ones I'm going to be reaching out to, you know, and talking to them about sponsorship. But so we've had a lot of outpouring of people that are actually eager for our truck show. But just like that show up there, it was a fun time. And having Holly there with LTR and Mike and Tracy also with LTR, which they are a phenomenal couple, you know. And Mike fits right in with all of us goofy ones, just like him and Greg got along great because, you know, Greg is one of those ones, you know, he's an acquired taste. Well, Mike is too, and they just, you know, like two peas in a pod. Perfect. So we did have a good time. There was a little bit ups and downs on everybody there on the way out there. I personally was driving our camper out and unfortunately ran out of gas, but that's only because we don't know the camper. The fuel gauge wasn't working when I left here. We were judging that it should go all the way out there. Well, it ran 218 miles and plunk, that was it. Holly had dead batteries on her truck and Mike had issues with the regen system on his truck. And Donnie, he drove his Ford Explorer out, so we had a vehicle if we needed to go get anything, which was good because ended up having to. Well, the fuel pump went out on his while we were there. So we had to have his car towed back to Canfield, which, you know, AAA would cover it 200 miles, and it was exactly 200 miles from where we were to the Ford dealership in Canfield, Ohio. So that worked out perfect, and I made Donnie drive the camper back. So, hey, it was a win-win all the way around. But needless to say, with all the bumps and hiccups and all the little issues we had along the way, we had a great time, you know, walking around, you know, and just getting to know people. I made some good connections with a pulling promotion company. It's CNS pulling Promotions, I think is what it is. Anyways, I made Greg and I spoke to the announcer with the company, and he's supposed to get with me, and I'm going to actually reach out to them this week too and see what their, you know, their price listing is, because that is where it comes into effect with us right now, is we need to get the pricing and I need to get stuff set up between now and then in order to get everything going for us. So I'm sorry, I'm sitting here rubbing my nose because my allergies are just like haywire today. But so with all that, I mean, we had a great time. So I have a caller, and I believe this is Jeff. So I'm going to bring Jeff on. Unfortunately, he wasn't able to be out there with us because he had to work that weekend. So, oh, I didn't hit it correctly. There we go. Hello, Jeff. Is that you? Hello, Jeff.
That would be me.
Oh, I'm sorry, Holly.
It's okay.
I think the 720, and I don't know why I was thinking Jeff. I don't know.
I mean, it's
720
right. 303. Yeah. A very successful right. weekend it was.
Yes, and it was.
Mike
I mean,
is up
it was
and running
good
again.
Time. Good. I was going to ask
Mike,
him.
Mike is up and running.
Him.
I have batteries coming for my truck. I made
Are
it
you
back.
Still? Oh, so you're back in Colorado now?
Yeah, I'm on my way to the house.
Okay, well, that's good.
Till tomorrow when I go back.
Yeah.
No, just come long enough to check the house, check the dogs, do some laundry, make some tea.
Yeah.
And go back to the truck tomorrow. Leave out Friday morning.
Probably
wow. headed to Florida.
Oh, really?
Or somewhere that way. That's where
yeah.
I was. That hurricane area is where I usually am. If I had not been at the show, I would have been there.
Well, then it's a good thing you were at
Everything
the show.
Everything happens for a reason.
Yep, this is right.
Yep. I'll be heading east somewhere. Get ready to do this again in 3 weeks.
Oh, that's right. You guys are doing another show, aren't you?
Searcy, Arkansas, yeah, at the end of October.
Oh.
So we'll have Redneck Ignite stickers with us. We'll have whatever we need.
Yep.
Poker chips.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because we can do the same thing we did there.
Well, that's good. You know, and I'm kind of wishing that we set up a table with you guys with the Redneck and I stuff on and start talking to people that way too. But, you know.
But nobody
I would,
knew.
Yeah. You know, and
nobody
Jason
knew.
Told me, he says, I don't care. You guys could do whatever you want. But I really didn't want to do, you know, talking to him and wearing the shirts
right.
and talking to different people out there made a difference, you know.
Oh,
but
absolutely.
It's given us a little bit of contact, and that's what I was looking for out there with different people. So,
well,
it
gave
you know.
Us exposure.
Yeah.
A lot of people asked about the stickers on our trucks.
Right.
So we got exposure with our trucks, and then, you know, people saw the decals and asked and questioned. So we got out there. We got exposure.
Yeah. You know, and that's what I was telling Greg. I said, I really got to work this week and get everything set up for our truck show and start getting a lot of the sponsor packets out and stuff like that. So I was kind of working on that a little bit this afternoon. But for me to sit in front of the computer for a long period of time and try to do all this, everything starts jumbling together. So it's like, I got to walk away. So I was working on that and then doing laundry at the same time. And somehow, somewhere along the way, a lovely cat of mine hit something and it deleted what I typed up because I didn't hit the auto save button. So it's like, seriously, I don't know where it went. And I've been looking on the computer. I was like, I'm done. I just got to walk away. I was like, no. Because I have one cat that thinks it's funny because if she hits my mouse and the cursor moves, she wants to pounce on the computer. So.
Right.
But I got those lovely cats that want to be crazy. So. But, you know, they're like my dogs. Wouldn't trade them.
They're like all the animals.
Yeah. Most definitely.
That's an entourage in itself.
Yeah. Well, it's even worse when you get to our house and we have, you know, a bunch of cats because, you know, major animal lovers.
Intermingling with the dogs. Oh, my God.
Yeah. And there's a few cats. I have three precisely that like to get on the desk and walk up here when I'm trying to do anything. And one of them is our white cat, and she's the one that's always into everything. Another one is my one kitten. Well, I can't even say kitten because she's 2 years old, but she's the baby. and she always wants to sit on my shoulder. So it's always fun. I can't get away from my cats if I wanted to. Like I said, I woke up this morning, I had to turn the furnace on because I woke up and I had, you know, the cats and the dogs were cold, so they all piled in bed with me. So now I can't move because they're all cold.
It was a little chilly up there, for sure.
Yeah.
It's hot here.
Yeah, I mean, really?
Yeah, it'll get cold tonight, though. It'll drop down to probably 60, high 50s, maybe.
Huh.
It's that time of the year. It gets hot for a couple of hours, and then it'll get cold.
Right.
Cold in the morning.
Those pictures I posted on Facebook of your guys' truck
yes.
and that one of Greg's.
Yes.
I actually reached out to the guy who did those.
Right.
See if I
he's
got to
have more.
Well, yeah. He's a photographer.
I want to know how we can see some of these pictures.
Well, I reached out to him specifically about those two, and I screenshotted him, saved him and everything, and sent him to him in the message, and asked him if I can buy the proof of these that, you know, one is my husband's truck and the other one is a, you know, their company sponsors our group, blah, 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 and I'd like to get the proofs of these. You know, that's why I told Tracy, I said, I'd pay for the proofs because those are some really nice pictures. And I actually,
fabulous job.
Oh, yeah. I saved them to my phone and I could print them, which I didn't go over today because I was going to go out tomorrow to do some running. But I actually had them printed off at my local Walmart, you know, a 4x6 of both of them to see what they look like that way, because I can't get them blown up any bigger because of the fact they will get fuzzy because they are not my picture. So.
Right.
I need to get the proofs of those so then I could get bigger ones made, because I'd love to get bigger ones made to put on our wall in our office, because I'm going to do my one whole wall.
The picture of Greg's truck is freaking phenomenal.
I know,
like,
right?
You couldn't make that truck look any better. I saw that. I was like, whoa. That's Greg's truck?
I know. That's what I look. I was like, I was coming through because Denise Mahlhofer posted it or shared the post, and I found that. I was like, wait a minute, because I was looking through him. I was like, that's Greg's truck, and that was the only truck that he took a picture of pulling.
Right.
I'm like, wow. Yeah, and I don't think Greg has seen it yet because he hasn't said nothing. But I'm thinking,
right.
But
yeah, he's got to come up with I sent him a message. He's got to come up with a number for me. Mark looked at it today, the trailer.
Oh, what'd he say?
He's like, He needs a number.
Well,
I mean, you don't have to say anything now. Greg needs to get in touch with me and give me a number. Solid number. I mean, I know what he paid for the ones that we just got, so.
Right.
If it's barely been used and it's new.
You know what it looks like,
yeah,
Holly.
I know. I showed him the pictures.
Yeah.
He likes, it's already black, it's already got the wheels on it, it's already this, got the railway system. It's perfect. It replaces the one we lost, and it gives me a dedicated trailer.
And it also has the air inflation system on the tires, too.
Right.
But with the stainless front,
he's
stainless
like,
back,
you kind
of adds to the shine of it.
Right. Well, he's like, you got pictures? So I showed him the pictures. He's like, got a number? Let me get you a solid number.
All right. So. Well, I talked to Greg after the show, because I figured he'd be calling in, but he hasn't yet, but... That doesn't surprise me.
He needs to come up with a solid number. I mean, I imagine it'll go pretty quick. Because if we do this next show, I need a trailer.
Right.
So can't show it without putting blue graphics on the trailer. So we may as well just, you got a letter of that one anyway, so you may as well just put some blue on it, put the letters on it.
Yeah.
He's like, where is it? I told him. So, I mean, it could be a matter of just bobtailing out there to get it.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, if Mark wants something, he doesn't drag his feet. Generally.
I like how you said that, generally.
Generally.
I was going to say, we know how all men drag their feet
exactly.
on things.
Exactly. Like I said, if he wants it.
Right.
But, you know, we'll see. I just need a number.
I will definitely find out. And
yeah. Just let me know.
Okay.
I probably won't talk to him again until Friday night, but or Thursday night. What's today, Wednesday? Yeah, tomorrow night.
Yeah. Well, I'll have you a number by then.
Yeah.
I tell you what, it has been one of them days. I am still getting stuff out of the camper and, you know, slowly getting stuff brought in. And, like, because I didn't get in no hurry.
I just got everything out of the trailer into my car. I'm still haven't even gotten to the house yet. I'm like, because I had to go to New York to pick up.
Oh, did you?
It was only like 2 hours north of where Brookville, so
yeah,
it wasn't all that bad. I was only like 30 miles into New York. I'm like, hey, I can deal with that.
Right. So what did they find out was wrong with Mike's truck?
I don't know. I haven't talked to him. He was in a hotel. They stayed at the show Sunday night till Monday morning. He went and told him, he's like, you know, that way Teresa could have a bathroom and stuff like that. So
yeah,
they stayed there. Tow truck came and got him, and then Monday night he was in a hotel. So I don't know. Another driver passed him, so he's on the road. I just haven't talked to him.
Oh,
he is moving. I would imagine it was Spencer in the def tank. I don't know for sure, though.
Yeah, I talked to him a little bit today via Facebook, just, you know, about the pictures I posted. So.
Right. Yeah, so he's.
I know, I got videos on that on my phone. I need to put on, but it's like, ugh, I need to actually download them.
I haven't even looked at half of the pictures I took.
Yeah, see, me neither.
I'm so picture overwhelmed, it's ridiculous.
Right.
I don't know what's been posted, what hasn't, who picked, like, I have doubles and triples of pictures because they, you know, I keep saving them from wherever they get sent from, and I'm like, oh, my God. Did I take this picture? Did Gail take this picture? They look a lot alike. So I may end up reposting pictures that have already been posted. But,
that's like, you know, Tracy and Mike with their videos that they did of the pools and the drag races. I told them, I said, you know, I got to get all those and save them, but I can't save video.
Oh, I got a ton of them too. Messenger, send them through Messenger.
Oh yeah, I never thought about that because I wanted to be able to post them.
It'll
on
allow you more space.
Yeah.
Like I can't send any videos through messages. Like text messages, I can't send any. 15 seconds is too, so they want to cut it off. And I was like,
yeah.
So Mike told me that. He said, send them through Messenger. So,
well, since like my daughter, she can't. Yeah, she can't send any pictures or anything through text messaging. But she can do. She sends me everything through, you know, Facebook. And I was like, well, that's kind of strange. She's like, I don't know. Every once in a while, her phone will let her do it. I told her, I said, if you got rid of that stupid Apple phone, you'd be able to send messages or send pictures. But
oh, yeah, one of those. Yeah,
yeah.
I don't know anything about them.
Me neither. Greg and I tried Apple after they came out. And it was real quick, you know. We were like, no. Before that, you know how they give you like 30 days to try and you just have to pay the restocking fee?
Right.
Yeah, we paid that restocking fee.
Exactly.
Like, no, because
yeah,
I'm so used
like
to Google everything.
Opposite.
Yeah.
They're opposite of everything.
It's like, no, give me my Android. I'm good. You know, even the new Google phones, the Google Pixels and stuff like that. You know, my brother has one of those. He's like, you'd like it.
That's a good phone.
I was like, I don't know, because I'm just,
That's got an amazing camera on it.
Yeah, and that's what I'm thinking, because my next phone, because, see, this summer, we took the boat down to the river, and I had my tailgate open on my pickup, and I laid my phone on the tailgate. And I helped another friend get their boat out of the river, and, you know, actually, she was trying to back the trailer in, and she doesn't back trailers up at all for nothing. So I was trying to help her do that to get their boat out. And I forgot my tailgate was down with my phone laying on it. We pull out, and when you come up out where we go to put our boat in at, it's a pretty big ramp or hill coming out of the park. And my phone fell off of the tailgate. And I told Greg, I was like, son of a gun. I said, I forgot my, I said, the tailgate's down. He's like, really? I was like, yeah. So we got out. I was like, shit. I said, my phone was on the tailgate. He's like, you're joking. I was like, no. So now he's mad because how can you leave your phone lay there and you didn't see it when you put it in reverse? I was like, I didn't have to put the truck in reverse because it was pulled off to the side. Because my camera would have alerted me that the tailgate was down. So we go back. We find my phone. The boat trailer ran over my phone. Luckily, the boat wasn't real heavy. And Greg's like, are you sure the boat trailer ran it over? I think it had to have. I says, no way, you know, just hitting the pavement would have caused it to crack the way it did. It had to be run over.
Right.
So, my phone still works. It's just hard to read some things sometimes because we're a couple of the big gubernauts are. But he says, you just need to go get a new phone. I was like, no, because I haven't even had this one a year yet. I've never broke a phone like this. That's the reason I didn't get the protection.
Two of them fell out of my pocket on the mower, and I proceeded to then run them over.
You know,
they make a heck of a lot of noise when you hit them.
Oh, I bet. I actually, because when I'm out, you know, running the mower, I always listen to books on tape or on my Audible. So I have my earbuds in. I take my phone. I shove it in a pocket. Well, a couple pairs of my shorts, I can't do that with because they fall out. So
where I had it in my pocket.
Yeah, I have these biker shorts that have deeper pockets. They work the best. So every time I go to mow grass, I put them on because I know I can put, you know, and I have a pair of, you know, stretch pants too. That's kind of the same concept that I use when I go weed eating. So.
Right.
Oh,
man. Yeah, I have two phones for a reason.
So I figured, well.
Lost, destroyed, whatever.
Yeah. That's what Greg keeps telling me. He says, go get a new phone. And, you know, I was like that fold one that you have. I was so looking into those, but I'm just so leery because they are so new.
But the S22, the new note, the new quote note, whatever replaced the note, I think it's an S22. That has a better, that's a better phone.
Mine are all, because I like the notes, because I like the pen and
that's
everything.
That's what I've had. And the S22 is the new quote note. They just don't call it a note anymore. And I love it. It's got a better camera. It's a, you know. And I use that one for all my pictures, and I don't have Facebook on that phone, so then I got to transfer everything to the fold phone. It's like a pain, so I may as well just put Facebook on the phone.
Yeah.
But I was trying to keep it off of there, but it is. I like the S22. It's just like the Note.
Yeah. See, this one that I have is the Galaxy Note 20 Ultra. And
that's what I had.
At the time when I got this, you know, they didn't have the newer ones yet because this is just before the next version came out. But I had to update my other phone because I've had notes since they first started coming out. I had to update to this one because my other one, my Note 10, it would not hold a phone call no more. It kept dropping. No, my charge. It just wouldn't hold a call no more. And then they went in and they said, well, we have to do this and this. And I was like, okay. So they put a new SIM card in it. That wasn't the problem. And they said, well, it looks like you're going to have to just upgrade the phone. I was like, seriously? And it was, you know, it was only like a year and a half old. I know. And I'm thinking, sheesh. So So I told Greg, I says, until this one actually quits working totally.
Because I took my Note 10 in, and he's like, man, you got upgraded. There's nothing you can do with them. They're that outdated that quick.
Yeah. But I'm actually kind of, you know, because I want something that, of course, like you, with a better camera because of the fact I do a lot of pictures with my phone.
Out of the Fold and the S22, the S22 is a better phone, better camera.
Huh.
Absolutely, like, hands down. Hands down. Fold is okay. I mean, this camera's not bad, but, like, my videos and stuff, I use the S22.
Yeah. That'll probably be the next one I get. I need
a better, such a better, I mean, three times better camera, for sure.
Right.
Oh, road closed. What the hell?
That's never a good sign.
Can't even get in my own damn neighborhood.
You know, that sucks, because I had that problem one day. I went out one morning, went over to the town and did grocery shopping, came back, and both ends of my road was shut down. Now, we live on literally, it's a lane, and it's real hard to get two cars to pass at the same time because how deep the ditches are on either side. And I couldn't get in the driveway. I couldn't even get to my house. And I pulled into our other property because if I would have had the truck, I could have just drove right over, you know, into the parking spot.
Right.
And the guys, I was like, how am I supposed to get to my house? He's like, where you live at? I was like, right there where your trucks are parked at. And he's like, well, give us a minute. You know, if you can come around, you can come in the other way, and we'll let you in that way. So they had to pull their trucks out so I could get to my driveway. Then they backed back in. And I was like, yeesh. I was like, heck, just let me get, if you can let me get to the neighbors right here, I'll just, you know, drive right through the edge of their yard into mine. Because the majority of their yard is mine.
Right.
But.
Somebody mow the grass? Holy shit.
Well, it's like here, our front yard and our backyard needs mowed so bad. And every time I think about it, because it's got to be push mowed. And I told Greg, I said, I went out yesterday. I was getting ready to go out and mow, and it started pouring down rain again. And then we had hail. And I'm thinking, seriously?
Yeah, I hit nothing but rain coming home.
Well, that's what he said.
All day Tuesday.
Yeah, he left Monday mid-morning, and he ran stuff out to Chicago, and he's been running from Chicago, or Gary, down to Middletown, Ohio, and back and forth. So he's on his way back down to Middletown tonight to be down there in the morning and unload something down there and reload, I think, come into Youngstown unless something changes again.
Right.
But... But, yeah, I'm going to reach out to that CNS Polling Productions tomorrow. I'm going to give them a call so I can get them to send me a price list of everything and what all they provide and kind of talk to them about what we want. And then
right, see if you can even reserve them for those dates.
Yeah.
If it's even available. Because that's what you got to start getting nailed down, dates.
Right. You know, so we have the dates for the show, so... But I, you know, I got to get all the, sending out all the packets to different places in order to see about sponsorship. And I need to go talk to some of them around here because Mack Trailers always sponsors things.
And yeah, well, you handed me mine and it's still with you.
Yeah, that's all right.
I handed it back to you with everything else. I'm like... Yeah.
You know, I thought about that when we left. I'm thinking, shoot, I meant to give that to Holly. That's all right. I will put one.
Right.
I'll do a pack up, and then I'll just send everything to you. And then you can just take it to market right here.
Yeah, it'd be easier. Then I know he'll get it.
Yeah.
All right, got it. Oh, Jesus.
This unloading and loading crap everything by myself is getting old really fast. Where's my kid when I need him?
Yeah, he's in New York. I don't think he's going to help you much.
Right. I realize how much he did help me. Jeez.
Now I believe it.
Yeah, I'm getting too old for this.
That's like with everything here. I brought everything in bags and brought stuff in that I knew I had to bring out of the camper, like, you know, food items and anything that would freeze.
Right.
There's still stuff out there. I got to finish bringing the pop and the water in. But I figured I'm bringing it in, doing all the laundry, taking all the towels and the bedding back out to the camper. And so I got tubs to put them in. And it's like...
It's such a production. Like, people don't realize how much is involved to go to a show, to go somewhere and sit for 3 days.
Yeah. And this is mild compared to what it was with the truck show, you know, down Louisville doing
exactly.
the big thing. Because it would take me, it would take me 2 weeks to get everything ready to be packed in the trailer before we got the enclosed trailer. It would take
exactly.
us 3 days to get it all packed up in there and get it in there to where nothing would move. And then to get on the other end and start undoing everything down there and then repacking the stuff because I'd pack the stuff that needed, that could stay in the trailer. And then the stuff that had to come into the house. It's like.
Crazy.
Yeah.
It's freaking crazy. I don't even think Mark realizes how much it is involved to...
Not until they're actually there seeing the whole production of doing it.
Mm-hmm.
They wouldn't know.
Yeah, because it's a load, it's an unload, it's this, it's a, you know, reload it again, unload it again.
Yeah. And it's one of those things where it's constant and it's, you know... Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, you think you're going to go sit there for 3 days and have time to do something, and you really don't.
Really don't.
No. You're like, Mom, come, Mom, come.
Right? Hungry.
Yeah, your dogs are barking and mine are all looking at me like, where's that coming from?
They tried to relay me out to freaking Connecticut and stuff. I was like, yo,
oh, Lord.
Fine. I said, I've been out way too long. I got dogs that probably are running out of food, and I have a prescription for the ones, and nobody can get the dog food except for me because I have the prescription with me.
Oh, geez.
My oldest one is really not doing well. This medicated dog food seems to be helping.
Oh, well, that's good.
That's it. It's helping his dementia.
Oh.
Yeah, he said he's like a 99-year-old man with dementia. Like, wonderful.
Yeah, you have one with dementia, and I have one that can't walk. We got a pair of dogs, let me tell you.
Yeah. Actually, this, like I said, this food is, like, amazing. It's like a different dog.
Huh.
So, but it's expensive. It's like $60. $62 for a 20-pound bag.
Wow.
Yeah, which, you know, doesn't last real long. About a week. Week and a half now. He only gets it once a day. I don't know. Seems to be helpful.
That's good, though.
Yeah.
It's like with Max giving him pain pills. And I know it's just, you know.
It's a quality of life thing for me. Once it deteriorates again.
It's like with him, that's how it is with him, you know, do anything for the old man. But when it gets to the point where
right.
he can't function at all, because we got to watch him because he used to, when he wanted to go outside, he'd go run into the door and be bouncing all over the place. And now he just lays there and whines until you try to figure out what it is he wants. So you set him down and he figures out, you know, if it's the bathroom he needs, he'll go to the door. But sometimes he can't make it to the door before he starts, you know, not so much urinating, but as pooping as he walks. And it's like, seriously, Max?
So, but
it's just one of those things. We keep him motivated and keep him moving. It's like I made it a point to make sure I brought him downstairs with me today so I didn't have to go back up the stairs and get him during the show because he'll sit at the top of the steps and whine.
Right.
But I, with the show this week, I was really impressed with it. I mean, we all know there's a few things that we would change different with ours, but it was a really good show.
Right. I agree. And it's taken him a couple years to get there, too, so.
Yeah. Because that's like when he told me, when I talked to Jason before, he told me, he says, yeah, he says, it's not one of those things that's easy to get done and do. He said, it just takes so many people to get it all set up and running.
Yeah.
You know, and that's where we're going
to
have to rely. Yeah. Because just like with ours, you know, the next time, whenever you're in this way again, we'll have to set it up to where I can take you up there and drive you through.
Yeah, but I'll make a point to get out there.
There is a couple different entrances, but if we use one specifically for, you know, all traffic coming in, we could have people pay at the gate, you know. But then it's like I was telling everybody, to pay at the gate with them because there is so many areas where you can just walk through, have, you know, walk through gates that they have booths at.
Right.
You know, that we can actually charge people when they come in the gate. You know, or not through the gate, through the actual entrances into the fairgrounds. Mm-hmm. But it's just, it's a lot. But that fairgrounds up there is the best place for one because it is so, there's so much acreage there. I mean, there's 350 acres.
Right.
You know, and there's a lot of campsites, and I can't remember exactly how many campsites she said, but there's a lot of campsites, there's a lot of parking area, so, you know.
So we'll be able to offer camping.
Yes. So, which is, you know, a plus, because there will be bathrooms there that have showers, and we'll have a couple of those available, you know. So then people can take showers there and not have to worry about it.
Yeah, there was one there, too.
Yeah. So, which is, you know, what we want to be able to do, too. And
it was a little rough, but.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, it's a fairgrounds. It's not there for shower purposes, really.
Yeah, and the ones up there at Greenfield are definitely, they're a lot, I don't want to say nicer, but there's some newer. Yeah, they are nice. So.
It is what it is. Ay, ay, ay. This is crazy.
No, I mean, it's definitely going to be a good show. It's just getting things set up and ready to go. That's the only, you know, the only problem that's going to be.
Right.
And then getting people, because, see, they can get people up there. Because right now we know we don't have enough people to volunteer, you know, just in our group and stuff like that. So it's going to be, you know, other drivers we know that we can trust to do it.
Right, and anybody we can get to volunteer, like you could probably catch like a Boys and Girls Club or
yeah, and that's,
you know,
that's what I was telling, you know, telling Greg and them. I said we can use the local 4-H's, you know, Boy Scouts because they can earn their badges and stuff like that, and
right,
you know, so
make it community.
Yeah, wide. And that's what we want to do. So,
right.
We shall see.
Oh, we've got another caller. And I believe this one, 402. Yeah, this one's Jeff.
Howdy, y'all.
That one's Jeff. Yep.
Hi, Jeff.
I just got off another phone call with a buddy that ended up turning into a two-hour phone call. So, sorry about that.
Hey, no, there's no problem.
But, yeah, you need to recruit the local cheerleader squad to help the car show, the truck show.
Uh-huh.
Local who?
Cheerleaders.
Right.
Yeah. So did you have fun, Tiffany, at Pennsylvania?
Yeah, it was a really good show.
Yeah, I talked to Greg a little bit.
How did you?
He said he had fun. All he could talk about was truck pull.
It doesn't surprise me. He was so mad because he screwed up somehow, he said.
That's what he said.
But you know what? We learned a lot out there about how to set ours up because theirs was so,
did you?
I don't want to say crowded, but it was nice because everything was right there. But what was bad is they were parking cars and everything right there where people were trying to walk and look at the trucks. And it was a little bit of a cluster and they didn't have enough people to organize getting people parked, you know, and like with ours,
right.
What we want to do it at the cars would not be in the area where the show would actually be, you know, unless they're in there to
right.
deliver, you know, whatever,
right.
whatever the case may be. But yeah, so, I mean, it was definitely a lot of learning that we figured out, different things we figured out we wanted to do and not do. Like the Jake Brick thing, yeah, that ain't going to happen at ours because that was just, you know, ridiculous. It was a good thing that, you know.
Jake Brick was at this show?
No. We're talking about the Jake Brick on trucks because they did a late show on both nights, on Friday and Saturday night. Well, Friday night, it was, you know, all your lights and horns and your Jakes and do all of it. Well, Saturday was supposed to be lights, just a light show. Well, then they started doing the horns and then Jake breaks. And, you know, that was the night that Holly had dead batteries on her truck. And we were jumping her truck and couldn't really hear if it was running because of this idiot across from them with a Kenworth blowing the horn and running the Jake break. And they were just wanting to aggravate us all because they knew. It was
oh, my God.
Oh.
Yeah.
But, you know, in the way they had their food concessions set up, they had them at the end and had trucks in with them, too. And it's like they needed to be all by themselves, you know, just a single row of nothing but food concessions.
Yeah.
You know, and then start all the trucks and any little vendors instead of having everything mixed in together. But it was definitely a different experience.
After seeing it like this, in your planning, have you thought about how many people you need to really run a good truck show?
Well, we'd have to get enough in order to, because, you know, they had a problem with you know, organization, and then they had a bunch of people, but it was like, the people weren't where they needed to be, I didn't think. So just like with all of ours, that's exactly what we'll have to do is, you know, have people that, you know, one person that has people under them that runs like the parking area where the trucks park or the, you know, have somebody that does nothing, deals with nothing but parking trucks.
Right.
And another one that deals with nothing but parking cars. And another group that does campers. And,
well, surely
you know,
that
you're
going to
need a good 40 people,
if not, yeah,
surely
if not
that,
more.
Surely
yeah,
that fairground, 40, 50
people.
When the when the fair's on, has somebody out there parking cars? So do they have a club that already does that during fair time?
They have a company that comes in and takes care of all that for them. They outsource that.
Oh.
Because that's what I asked them about when it comes to, you know, having somebody that runs the gates when people come in, that collects the money and everything else. And that's what they told me. They said, well, you know, we have people, because I said, well, can we use the same people you guys use? Because they already know the system or know, you know, what to do or whatever.
Right.
And they said, well, we, you know, outsource that and have somebody do that for us. And, you know, they get paid out of whatever, you know, however. And the lady told me, she's like, I'm not sure if they will be available to do it then, but we can always check. I already know people that can come in the evening to actually clean up in the evening. I can reach out to a friend of mine because her and her dad have done it for years up there at Canfield, clean the fairgrounds up after the fair every year. Every night walk through and just empty all the garbage cans and stuff like that. And, you know, so that's another thing I'll reach out to her about. But I need to actually sit down and figure out exactly what buildings we need for sure, especially for the first year, and then after that, expand a little bit more.
Right.
So.
Okay.
But, yeah, because just like the one booth that – or the one building that is like 35,000 square feet, we can use it and do it for concerts in there, you know, like with Long Haul Paul and whoever else we get to do little ones like that.
Right.
And do it in there because it will have AC and it will have, you know, heat, but there's also bathrooms right there off of it. We can have a little concession area set up there, you know, so when people are there, they can, you know, get concessions while they're there. And that will also be where we will do like a big picnic or, you know, because I'm going to reach out to some of the companies and, you know, because it'd be like a driver appreciation type, you know, luncheon type thing.
Picnic.
Yeah. And I don't want to exclude the general public, but if we do the show Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and then Sunday, you know, it's not going to be open to the public or just be open to the people that are there. You know, do a little church service in the morning in the building, and then that afternoon do a big lunch thing, and then you have, you know, until 4 or 5 o'clock, whatever it is, or until the next morning to, you know, leave the fairground.
That moose.
Yeah.
Did you go to the church service there at the show in Pennsylvania?
No, they had to cancel it because of somebody was sick.
Oh, I was going to say, how much turnout did they have for that?
Yeah, I don't know, because, I mean, I know the ones down at Mass is never really that big. But there is a lot of
Was there a lot of people at this show in Pennsylvania, spectator-wise?
Yeah, there was. There was a lot, because I guess from the way we've talked to a couple people up there, they said they don't do, you know, they have their fair, you know, every year up there, and that's it in that area. You know, they don't do much more there besides the dirt track race. They have a dirt track there, and they race, you know, race cars there. But other than that, this is like the big thing every year is this, and people like to come out to it. But there was a lot of, you know, just general people there. And there was a lot of trucks there, too.
Okay.
So. But, yeah, it was definitely a good time, and we all had fun. Even with the malfunctions of everything.
Oh, well.
We had a good time.
It's all learning curve.
What's a truck show without a hiccup?
I know, right? But we had a hiccup on the way out and clear up until we left.
I knew what was wrong.
There's no gas in it.
There ain't no gas in it.
Uh-huh.
Huh. Yeah. So Donna get his truck running again?
Well, he didn't have his truck. He had a Ford Explorer out there. It's actually a car, but it's a, you know, whatever it is. But
he was having engine problems with that too, right?
Yeah, fuel pump was out of it.
Oh, fuel pump?
Yep.
Bad timing.
That it was?
Bad timing.
Yeah.
that was the verdict on it from the shop. They called yesterday and told him, and he's like, you're kidding me. I was like, oh my God, can you imagine, Holly, when we were out there going to the store and that, if it would have went out then?
Right.
Because we would have done been screwed.
Where were you guys at?
Yeah.
We went to Walmart and the grocery store and the liquor store. And
oh.
Yeah.
Huh,
because when they did the truck convoy through the town, Donnie and I ran to Walmart to get a plug for the camper.
Right.
And of course, we caught back up to them when they were all getting back in the fairgrounds. And it ran just fine. And then the next day, Holly and all of us went, and we went to Walmart and that, and it was running just fine. Come back, park it, and it never started again. He went to start it Sunday when we were getting ready to leave. He was going to take Holly's stuff over to her trailer, and it wouldn't start.
Really? So he had it worked on down there then?
No, we actually used our AAA, because our AAA, we have the Platinum or Premier, whatever it is, and they would haul it for up to 200 miles. So we had it hauled from No Haul PA back to Canfield, Ohio, which was exactly 200 miles.
Oh, we down.
Yeah. So,
okay.
And
you got lucky there then.
Yeah, because that's what we said, because we thought, well, we could go home, get the trailer, and then come all the way back out. And it's like, wait a minute. I says, our AAA is 200 miles. We'd have it towed in. They're like, okay. So then we had to find a place that we could get it towed to, because they wouldn't just take it and tow it to a truck stop.
This
we figured,
is all
well, we'll have
Sunday,
a...
mind you.
Yeah. We figured we just have it towed to a truck stop, and that way we can get it, you know, picked up that way. And they said no. So we got to look, and it was exactly 200 miles to Canfield, which is, you know, 35 miles from us, less than that, actually. And about that for Donnie from Beloit, but it's like, shoo. And we were coming down 11 when the tow truck driver, we were going south on 11 when the tow truck driver passed us going north on 11.
Oh,
and we stopped twice. We stopped to get coffee halfway across 80, and then we stopped over at Hubbard and got some fuel in the camper. So, it's like, sheesh.
And you caught up to the tow truck?
Yeah. And he'd already been to Canfield and dropped his Explorer off and did whatever he had to do there and came back. So I'm thinking, that dude was hauling ass.
Right?
Yeah. So it was, you know, it was definitely an interesting weekend.
It was a fun, interesting weekend.
Yes, it was. It was. And then, you know, camper's pulling out and takes out the electric in the campground.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, boom, and you hear these people yelling, and really?
What happened?
They had a camper that was being pulled out, and it was a fifth wheel. Well, somehow the AC unit on top of it caught it, the lines, and ripped the telephone lines down, or the electric lines.
Oh.
Hey, we got Robbie coming on.
So the whole... The whole camping site has no electric.
Yeah. Hi, Robbie. How are you?
Wow.
Oh, I'm
hey,
all right.
Robbie.
I seen where you sold your trailer. Are you jumping for joy? Or will you be jumping for joy when you sold your trailer?
I've already spent that money. That money's already done and spent.
I bet.
Well, you got your RGM for sale.
The easiest. Huh?
You got your RGM for sale too. What are you gonna pull?
Local.
Oh, just
I'm just doing my as Greg would say, dumb truck driver.
You're gonna get out of over the road driving then, huh?
Yeah, I've had enough, man. I'm going on 15 years of being gone all the time.
Yeah, it gets rough after a while.
Is this the way freight is right now?
Yeah.
I'm making the same amount at home running, being local, and I'm home every night, and or spend it in a truck stop every weekend. No, I'm good.
Right. You're driving somebody else's dump truck, right?
Yeah, and then I run with his equipment, too.
Well, so you don't personal truck breakdown all the time either.
No. But if the dump truck needs fuel, I just tell the boss, hey, boss man, the dump truck needs fuel, and he puts fuel in it. I don't have to worry about it. Not my problem.
Yeah. Well, you save money there, too. So, yeah, I can understand that.
We've kind of had enough. And the way everything's going right now, it's going to be hard to sell my RGN right now.
Yeah, it might be.
I sold my flatbed to a guy that's just starting out. He just got his own authority about 2 weeks ago, and now he found my trailer.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Braves. Is he dedicated to something already, or what's he going to do?
I didn't ask, and I didn't care. I just was just trying to get rid of I didn't want to screw my deal.
Yeah,
you pay cash.
Right now.
I didn't want to screw that.
No, I don't blame you. Should have got the cash. Now, what do you plan on doing in these hard times?
No, I wasn't going to say that. No. Where's Greg at tonight? I haven't talked to him in a couple of days.
He is on his way down to Middletown, Ohio.
No.
Come out of, where's it come out? Gary. In fact, ever since he went back to using the same dispatcher with VMAC that he had with Universal, he's running the same stuff all over the time.
Yeah, he's so back to pulling. Does he need some flatbed? Flatbed help?
Nope.
He ain't listening, is he?
No, he is not. I don't know why he didn't call in. Probably because he forgot about it. So.
I forgot the last couple of nights.
I called in Monday and I listened for a little bit, and then I was busy yesterday dealing with my trailer, so.
Yeah.
So what's this talking in the background I keep hearing? Is that Sue?
That's Circle K is what they got the news on. I'm getting gas.
Yeah,
gotcha.
But no, before you came on, I heard background talking. I didn't know what it was.
Oh, maybe Tiff was watching the news.
No, I have actually on my radio on. Hold on, Greg's calling my house phone. Hello? No, we're still all – we got Holly, Jeff, and Robbie on, and Robbie wanted to know where you were, why you weren't listening.
Tell him he called the wrong number.
Jeff said you called the wrong number. Okay.
What a flipping
right,
joker.
Bye.
I swear.
He's
that
calling
guy.
In, don't worry. He said, all right. He said, I forgot about it.
That's
going to
take him 20 minutes.
He says, I was talking to Ralph on the phone.
Can we have a wide selection of rest?
Shut up. I don't want to hear the news no more.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They do that whole, you know, a lot of the gas stations do that now. All right, look, I'm going to bring,
yeah,
I'm gonna
they
bring
do.
You on live. Yeah. All right, here comes Greg. Because I know the gas station out in Lisbon does the same thing also. You're getting gas at places
on
it. Like, seriously?
I hate it.
Hey,
Greg.
Whoa.
Slow your roll there.
Listen,
you need some flatbed Listen, Linda, don't be a Karen. Listen, Linda, do you need some flatbed 101 over there? Or do you know what you're doing?
Hell no, man. I'm running my ass off.
Oh, well, at least you're making money. Or trying to, anyway.
Yeah, I brought a load out to Burns Harbor, unloaded it yesterday, loaded rolls, took them to Cincinnati, unloaded down there this morning, reloaded out of down there, come up to Portage, delivered Portage, Indiana this afternoon, and went back over to Burns Harbor and reloaded, and I'm on my way back to Cincinnati for in the morning. I'll drop it off in the morning and then reload out of Middletown down there, and then I'll head back for home.
No.
My dispatcher has other plans. I don't know.
I was gonna say unless things change.
No, I need her phone number. You need to tell Greg he has to keep on running. He can't go home.
Hey,
what,
Greg, I'm enjoying this Conestoga.
Are you?
Yep. It pulls good. Handled the wind real good too.
That Conestoga or flatbed, Jeff. That's better than a Jenny Craig diet right there, boy.
We'll see how that goes.
Anybody want to get on a flatbed, you'll lose it, huh?
So we'll see how that goes.
I don't know.
My work is done on it. I ain't going to do any more strapping. I'm dropping that trailer in about 800-700 miles, and I won't see it again.
Maybe I need to call Lynn and tell her you need more of them loads I get.
Yeah, it was work for a while. I told that other fat boy as well.
More
work than I've ever done.
Jeff, I'll just tell you, Conestoga, you can do it all the time.
No. Robbie might be interested. He's short of flatbed now.
No, I'm not.
Oh.
Robbie's liquidating all
that shit. That's right.
All right, so what are we talking about tonight?
Anything and everything. We've been mostly just talking about the truck show.
About the truck show?
Yep.
No. Oh.
Yeah, but that's been about it.
Yeah.
God dang, that hurricane hasn't hardly moved but 20 miles today.
And that's a bad thing.
Yeah, man, it tore Fort Myers up, though, I guess.
Yeah.
I meant to call Bobby. I was going to call Bobby and ask him how his Aunt Denise and Uncle Joe is, because they live right there in Fort Myers.
Right. Well, I sent
Fort Caguta and Fort Myers took a direct hit.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, Fort Myers is where my ex-sister-in-law and her husband lives. I got nothing against them. They're nice, but too bad
I go down there every week.
Took out to her.
Uh-huh.
Huh?
I go down there every week. That
I'm
Tampa
sorry.
To Fort Myers section.
I'm sorry.
If I weren't at the show, I would have been down there.
Do you get batteries in that truck?
Not yet. They're putting them in tomorrow.
So you've run that thing all week with no batteries in it yet?
Yep. I was hoping it would die again, too.
I might get this fixed.
They're putting batteries in it tomorrow. Mark's like, put all new batteries in this damn truck.
I said it might get his truck fixed.
Yeah, he's
yeah,
up and
he's
running.
Running again. I don't know what it was, though. I haven't talked to him. I would imagine it was the sensor. Because
you know
he wasn't down long.
Yeah, what is funny is he posts the picture on Facebook with all the different poker chips in different colors and saying, let me know if you want one. And what color you want. I'm looking at that, and I'm thinking, wait a minute. You got the freaking number. Why didn't you call in, ass?
Who's that?
Mike.
Oh.
He posted on Facebook all of our Redneck and I's, you know, poker chips because they kept some.
Yeah.
And all the different colors and, you know, talking about, you know, if you need one, let me know and this and that. And but, you know.
See, all you guys running around with a whole pocket full of poker chips and not one of you, not one of you went over there and handed one to Tony and Misty.
I never seen either one of them, so why would I? I should have.
He was over there. He was over there at his little trailer over there.
I can see him
with all his merchandise.
How come you didn't go over there and say hi, Greg? You guys, you and Tony are good buddies.
He was supposed to give Tony a big hug and kiss, but
Robbie,
he wouldn't do it.
Listen, Linda. It's nothing personal. It's just business, okay?
Hey, Greg, did you see the picture I posted of your truck on Facebook?
Nope. I ain't even looked at Facebook. I ain't had time. I've been working.
I'm telling you what, when you see this picture, you're going to love it.
That's pretty cool.
It's not a bad picture. Too bad it's a Freightliner.
Oh, shut up. I didn't see your truck out there hooked to anything. I'm sending it to you in a text message
Heck
right
no.
now, Greg.
Heck no. I was at home.
Uh-huh. You would have liked that show, Robbie. It was fun.
It
definitely
yeah,
was a good
like
show. Compared to what we've done in the past, it was a good show.
Oh, that's cool as hell.
Isn't it?
I knew you'd like that.
And here's the other one. See,
no
Denise,
filters on that picture.
I know. And Denise Mulhoffer.
No filters on that picture.
She shared the thing that the people that did this did these pictures. Well, I saved these pictures on my phone, and then I messaged the guy about them, wanting to see if I can buy the proofs for these pictures. So I can get bigger than me. Yeah. And there was literally in the group of pictures that he did, let me see if I can find, let me go to Denise's page here. There was, let me see. There was, what's that? Come on. Seriously? Okay. Yeah, the pictures that they posted that this guy, this Tyler Beaver did, there were 12 pictures. There was barrel racing from the show and bull riding. Yours pulling. Yours was the only truck they showed pulling. There was a Peterbilt race that with the oversized sign on the front of it that we've seen on the Midway. Some from the concert. Tony Justice and Paul and the one with Holly and Mike's truck and another one with fireworks over top of a bunch of trucks, but you couldn't make out whose trucks they were. And then more bull riding concert pictures, and that was it. That was where the only truck pictures, and those two there was just like, you know, wow.
Wow.
So like I said, I reached out.
They had bull riding there too?
Yeah, that was on Sunday.
Yeah, Sunday. Barrel racing, bull riding.
I think they had more bull riding there, too. I'm just wondering if they didn't have some calf roping and stuff going on, too, because there was some stock trailers come in there with horses in them.
Yeah, they were doing barrel racing, too.
Oh, maybe that's what it was. Probably I know seen some trailers coming in with horses in them.
Yeah, they did barrel racing.
Oh, you're talking regular bulls, not the mechanical bull riding.
Yeah,
it's
real.
Wow. Okay.
Real climb the wall bulls.
Yep.
Yeah.
I thought that one was.
Hey, who's your lucky winner tonight?
Nobody.
Oh.
But I
lucky winner.
Because I put on
it's on our recognized page.
Yeah.
Some cool swag.
Yep. Because we have Trucker Tools set of stuff to hand out at the truck show. So, I was giving out stuff to people out there that I seen. And so we have stuff left. I figured, get new callers that call in. in order for them to get, you know, stuff. But I didn't get any new callers.
There was about six or eight people walking around out there taking pictures out there, up and down, you know, right out there in front of where my truck was sitting.
Yeah.
And every time I turned around, somebody was up there taking a picture of that damn pig on the hood ornament on this thing. I don't know what it was about that thing, but there were probably five or six people I seen had their phone up to it. I'd walk over that way, I'd see them with their phone up there taking a picture of that pig.
Well, it's kind of unique.
I need to get a top hat made for him and a little red cape.
Yeah.
What ornament do you have now, Greg?
He has a pig on his hood.
Oh, a pig. Okay.
Big hood ornaments on the hood of my truck now. That chrome pig that they got at Iowa 80, it's a smiling pig. Not the one with the wings, just the pig itself.
Yeah, yeah.
I've had it on there for, about a year or so now.
Yeah.
Her dad was always teasing us and stuff, riding my ass all the time. Every time I'd put a piece of stainless or something on this thing, he said, that's like putting lipstick on a pig. Yeah, I was talking about my truck, so I said, okay. So my hood ornament was all screwed up. It was peeling, so I went out and got that pig, and I put it on here, and Dip was always going to take and paint its lips red, but she never did get it done. And he caught us, and he was putting it up there, and he said, what the hell is that? She tried to hide from it. He said, what's that? She said, I told him, I said, well, you always said it's like putting lipstick on a pig, so I'm going to put the pig on there, paint his lips red. He just turned around, shook his head, walked away.
I'm surprised somebody at the truck show didn't have red fingernail polish put on it.
Yeah.
I actually have paint for it. So before, you know, we will definitely have it done. Because it would look kind of cool, though.
Yeah.
I don't know what I think. I gotta get something done with my truck before the next, for our truck pull, because I guarantee the next truck pull. And the next drag race, I ain't losing like we did this time.
Well, I think that was just operator error.
Yeah, well, actually, it was. It was my fault. I'll take the blame for it. It was my fault. My fifth wheel was too far forward. I didn't slide it back where it should have been, where it was last time. And I had the airbag set too low on it because of that drive van. I never raised the airbag, so I should have did that. That, plus I got a cracked manifold. All my exhaust manifold's got a crack in it. I'm thinking that didn't help, but I got to get some other shit done. But piss around, I'll put my ECM on it.
You're always pissing around with that exhaust manifold. I think you're getting them from the wrong place.
No, that's OEM. They're coming right straight from Freightliner, and
you should get aftermarket.
No, I don't want aftermarket either. What I need to do is get one of them, either get a ceramic coated one or one that's one of full tilt ceramic coated or glass beaded, put on here and wrap it. I need to wrap it with heat wrap and everything to keep the heat in it, because that's what's doing it. Because every time you get hot as I got this thing, it gets hot. And when you're pulling real hard, that manifold gets down there cherry red. That and the turbo gets red. And then when you back out of it, hell, this thing runs on a hard pull, man. I can pull out 1,200 degrees. That barometer runs 1,200 degrees. That turbo house is on cherry red. If you could see it up under there, I had to put a GoPro up under that hood. I'll guarantee you at night that turbo is cherry red when you're pulling it, working it hard. I'll get it.
But you can adjust your airbags on your truck?
Huh?
You adjust your airbags on your truck?
Yeah, the leveling valve. You adjust the leveling valve. But you got to do it manual.
Back on
the leveling valve.
Back on the leveler?
Yeah. I lowered it down when I was pulling that drive van. I had to drop the ride height down a little bit on it to get my height down, because I was like 13.8, 13.9 with that damn drive van. And Chesapeake Bay Bridge, Chesapeake Tunnel down there in Chesapeake, Virginia, I set the height sensor off. They wouldn't let me go through the tunnel. I screwed around with it down there for 2 hours one day trying to get the height down. I finally got it down and got through there, and I swore then I'd never go back down there again. And I ain't. So I had to lower the air ride down, lower the ride height down so I could be under 13, right at 13.6. Which
I'll be darned. I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah,
I got mine adjusted,
you
know, too.
Yeah, you want to watch when you're adjusting them, though, Jeff, because if you get it too low, you put your drive line in a bind, and you start taking new joints out. So you got to really watch how you do it.
Yeah.
You can go too low with it, or you go too high.
I ain't doing nothing until my warranty runs out.
Well, I wouldn't do nothing with it anyhow, because if it's all right, if you can pull a drive van around all over the place, and it's set at the factory, it should be set right from the factory.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, the only thing is I didn't have no choice. I had to do something or either that or go the long way around to get around that tunnel, and I wasn't doing that.
But I got to put mine in the shop. The computer says that my number five cylinder is misfiring.
Got a bad injector.
What is it?
Probably got a
bad injector.
Bad injector.
No, bad injector.
Yeah, you got a bad injector, or you got a valve screwing up.
Well, I talked to him too, and I was supposed to get my overhead done about $250,000, and I haven't done that yet. So,
right,
it's going in right after I get out back from Oregon here.
Oh,
so.
All right, people, I'm going to lose you.
All right,
Holly, we'll talk
to you
later.
62 miles, I'm on empty. I got to get fuel.
Yeah,
I'll lose you in
the
canyon, too, so.
Because I'm getting off out here in Beaver Dam. I'm going in there and grab me a sandwich and a cup of coffee, and then I'm heading for Cincinnati.
Be careful.
Well, all right, you take care.
Well,
everybody be careful
soon.
Where you're going.
Oh, Greg, I need a number. Tiff will tell you. I need a number. Tiff will tell you.
You need a number. All right.
Yeah. All right. Talk to you.
All right. See you.
All righty then.
Need a number, huh?
Yep.
I thought I told him what the number was.
I don't know. She showed Mark all the pictures today. Yeah,
I don't know. The sooner I think finds a new home, the better off. I like it.
True.
Because I'm telling you right now, that son of a bitch ain't sentimental to me.
No.
I made my money with it. I ain't had it long enough for it to be part of the family.
You're right.
This and here. Yeah. I'll get rid of it, too, but I'm a little more partial to this flatbed than I am to that damn dry van, because I got a lot of busted knuckles and blood, sweat, and tears in this fucking trailer.
Busted knuckles? I would think I would have went more for a busted head.
Well, that, too. I've done everything. Just think I pulled the units out, cleaned them, welded them up, put them back in, new shocks, new brakes, new cam bushings. I've done everything to this trailer, you know, so... Put that kid on it. Y'all had that kid put on. But, yeah, this trailer, this has been a good trailer. I can't knock it. But I'll get rid of it, too. Like I said, if I get rid of that dry van, then I'm going to try to sell this at two and just get one newer, 48-102 Conestoga, and that'll be it. And I'm done till I retire. I'll be done till I either retire or get divorced, whichever comes first.
Keep running your mouth.
You're probably going to get a divorce first.
In that case, maybe I need to keep a motorhome so I'll have me a house.
You won't be able to afford to drive the motorhome.
Trust me. I wouldn't drive it far. I'd take it out somewhere, find me a first field. That's where I'd have to park it because I couldn't afford to drive it.
Yeah, I know.
Goddamn, five, six. Donnie said he figured it out. The best he could figure was right around 5'8", what he got.
Yep.
5.8 miles a gallon, Robbie, with that 460 in that motorhome.
Wow.
That's just what you need. That's right down you in Penny's alley. You guys need to fly up here and visit her father-in-law. Give me $8,000. You and her can drive that motorhome back to Arizona. And when
no.
you get back to Arizona, you'll have,
I don't have,
you'll
no
have
money.
A credit card bill again.
I don't have no money.
I know you won't have none by the time you get that something back to Arizona.
Right?
I won't even have any money to go back there.
You had to mortgage your house just to get gas and drive that thing back out there. You'd be better off bringing that damn RGN and haul it home.
Not if I sell it.
Sell what?
I'm working on it. I got one piece sold. I'm working on another.
No.
Flatbed took a hike last night. Not my problem no more.
Yeah. Oh, well. That's pretty damn bad. I can't get the 5.8 out of that motorhome, and this thing here runs around 6.3, 6.5, loaded at 80,000. I don't get that kind of mileage with it to win it.
Hey,
that's crazy.
Here you go. I bet you could get probably close to 9 miles a gallon. You can buy my RGN. You load the motorhome on top of the RGN and go to your truck shows.
There's something wrong with your phone, Robbie.
No, there's nothing wrong with my phone. I'm perfectly fine. I am good.
I just cracked one real bad. I didn't catch but half what you said. It wasn't and the half that I didn't catch. It had something to do with, no, I don't want it.
I'll even deliver the trailer to you.
I tell you what I'll do. I'll take
free
that
of charge.
Figure out a way to get it up 50 ton, get a 50 ton, get it made into a 50 ton, and get two more axles put on the back of it.
Nah, you don't need that.
I couldn't even use that over here. I mean, Marie got that heavy shit, but 40 ton ain't going to cut it.
No.
The big mill rolls that we run around with, now they're anywhere from 80 to 82,000, some of them. And I know that RGN won't take, I know it won't take 82,000 sitting in, you know, 8 or 10 foot of that
no,
trailer.
It won't.
Oh, man. I'm ready for a damn nap.
Same here. We're going to go to bed. Screw this.
Well, I'm going to do it. I'm going down to Cincinnati. I'm going to bed. I can get up early in the morning. I load this. Go down to Middletown. Load four more rolls up down there, and then I'm heading for Youngstown. Just a hell of it. Drop them off Friday morning, and then I'm going to turn my phone off and go home for my dispatcher to get a hold of me.
So let's call you at home or call me.
Yeah, that's exactly what she'd do. She'd either call the house or call you and say, where's he at?
Yep.
Why is his phone going straight to voicemail? What did he do to his phone now?
Yeah, exactly.
Just tell her, said he died yesterday. The funeral's Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
She'll run you to death, man.
She'll only do as much as you want.
I need her phone number. Tiff, you need to give me her phone number.
What?
Keep it up, and she'll put you to work, too.
Bring your ass out here, go to B-Mac, and you can get loads going that way. B-Mac runs all over the damn place. You got to go sell your damn flatbed. You got to come out here and run your ass off out here, and then went home.
No. Said enough of leaving home.
Yeah. Start to sell like Rob now.
But see, there's a difference between Robbie and Rob. Robbie has a house. Rob don't.
Her he does. He got two of them.
She does have.
Kim's got hers and Rob's got his.
True.
That's why I ain't at Hurley anymore, because Hurley thought this was mine. That didn't work out so good for him, did it?
No, it did not.
Yep, I'm not making but maybe a quarter of the money I was making over there, but you know what? It's a whole lot nicer to know where I'm going to be come Friday.
Yeah.
You just done your old route that you had, like,
and when you call 4 years dispatch, ago. When you call dispatch, they actually call you back.
Yeah.
And working for free is just like working for, just like part of the family, man, literally. I mean, she's just like, she's more like family than she is the boss for a dispatcher. She'll ask you before she gives it to you. She'll ask you, do you want to do this? And if it's a cheap load, she'll tell you, look, Greg, it's shit. This load's a shit load, but because it's a shit load, instead of your normal percentage, I'm going to pay you 80% or 90% on that load because it's shit. She'll take money out of her commission and give it to you because the load's shitty. I won't let her do it, but some of them guys does it.
Huh.
I'll tell her, no, you're not giving me your money. You got to work for a living just like I do. Well, I know, but the load's shit. Well, it don't matter. You ain't got no control of it. It gets me back. I say, I don't want your money. You just pay me what it is. But on the next one, you just make it up on the next load. You just figure out how to give me a better paying load the next time. I'll take a shit load once in a while. You know, you can't have all the cake. You know, you got to take the good with the bad. But over at Ace, there was more bad than there was good. Bullshit. It's like Donnie. He got a load today, Tiff, out of Jeffersonville going back to Freeco. Jeffersonville, Indiana, back to Freeco. Weird.
Ow.
I said, what'd that pay? $1,600 plus $400 of fuel. I said, no, it paid $1,600 all in. He said, what? I said, Donnie, you're back to seeing that shit again.
Uh-huh.
I said, that $400, $400 of fuel is added to that $1,600. So that $1,600, they're going to take their 24% off or 25%, six, whatever, that 24%. And then they're going to pull the fuel off, and then you're going to get what's left out of that $1,600.
Yeah.
He got quiet. I said, Donnie, we already went through this shit. I said, how long are you going to sit there before you wake up? He said, well, what have you done? Yes, he said, what have you done? I said, since I left home, I said, I went to Burns Harbor out of Washington, unloaded. I said, I loaded for Alan, went down to Cincinnati, unloaded down there this morning, loaded one for him, took it back up to Portage. And then went over to Burns Harbor, loaded this one. I got to have it down Cincinnati, back down there next deck in the morning down to Allen's. Drop it off in the morning down there, and then go down to Middletown, right down the road to Middletown, down there to AK. Load four scrap rolls up there and take them to Youngstown. I said, and my week's done. I said, I'm right, probably pretty close right at six. Right around, probably be right around pretty close to $6,000 for the week.
Yeah.
Gross. I said, what more do you want? So far this week, I've put about $1,400 in fuel. Because it's sitting right on full now. I just filled up over there in Indiana again, so the second time I got fuel this week, so I'm right at $1,400 in fuel. And I got enough fuel now, I'm right on full. Now I go to Cincinnati, unload, reload, go to Youngstown. I'll still have half tank fuel when I get home. So, hell with it. Well, when did she need them numbers? Did she say?
As soon as you can get them to her.
Oh.
Numbers for what?
Price on the drive-in.
Price on that drive-in.
Yeah, $48,000.
Shit, well, I'll just make it an even 50 and be done with it.
Okay, 50.
Wheel what, 21 on it?
I'd have to look for sure.
Hold on.
Greg can go buy a new truck then.
Who go buy a new truck?
You. You'll have 30 grand left over.
Your ass. That money I get left over out of that is going to get put to the side, and then I'm going to try to sell this thing, and the money I get out of this, I'm going to put it, just take all that money, put it down on a new trailer, another trailer.
Well, I could have sold you a flatbed, but you didn't want my flatbed.
No, you could. No, no, no. You ain't giving me that. You ain't selling me that trailer.
Why? Trailer's good. You just need to put a set of axles underneath it.
Yeah, I just put two axles underneath them if you have a good trailer.
Yeah, you'd have an awesome trailer.
I get
then
a
I can actually
trailer.
See it every once in a while.
Shit. Just like everything I sell, I
guess
I don't want to sell. I had one truck come back and haunt me. We sold it and haunted me for a year. Well, it was 2 years later it come back to haunt me. That white Century that I had, we sold that something to some guy in Georgia, some Mexican down in Georgia. He bought it, worked it around here a little bit, took it to Georgia. 2 years later, that something was sitting back out here in Lisbon in a big dirt lot out there with a ton of snow going to it.
Yeah.
I seen that out there. I showed Tip to her. She said, that's a white truck. I said, yeah, something's coming back to haunt us. I thought when he took it, I never didn't want to see it anymore. Oh, well. All right. I'm getting off here. I'm getting ready to jump off over here. Beaver Dam.
All righty.
I'm about ready to get off, too. Let's see what's for dinner.
Yep. Well, we're the only ones left, ain't it? Just me and you and Robbie.
Yep.
Oh. All right. I'll talk to you guys all later.
All right.
Be careful,
bye.
Robbie. All right.
You too. Bye.
Well, that brings us to a close of the Women of Redneck and I's radio show. I know we usually just kind of chit-chat and talk about a little bit of everything, and, you know, I didn't get to any of our sponsors this week, which we have LTR, Load to Ride out of Denver, Colorado. We also have Trucker Tools, which we talked about them a little bit tonight. We wanted to give away some of their swag, but unfortunately, all we had was Redneck and I's collars. And we also have DPF Regeneration. She is a great sponsor. That's Ms. Hattie Jane Rollins out of Connecticut, and she actually sponsored Greg to pull in the truck show and to do the drag race at Mill Hall this year. So I'd like to, again, come to a close. It's 8:45 p.m. Eastern time. So stay safe, stay vigilant, and make sure you keep all them wheels touching that blacktop. All right, ladies and gents, this is Tiffany with Redneck and I's calling it a night, and we will be back here again tomorrow. You will have Ed back again at 7 p.m. Eastern, and I'm out, guys. Have a good night.
Today's truckers have a lot on their mind. Redneck and I's was founded by truckers to help truckers and others to handle life on the road better. Check them out at redneckandeyes.com. When everything goes wrong and the job still has to get done, you got a redneck and I's.